coronavirus has left many struggling to survive as the last benefits of the original $2.2 trillion CARES Act of 2020 disappear.
This is Don Rush.
The economic stimulus package provided cash payments to individuals and financial assistance to businesses, as well as state and local governments. But time is running out for another infusion of assistance. Diane Randall is the General Secretary for the Friends Committee on National Legislation.
The good news is that Congress did act quickly in May when they passed the CARES Act on a bipartisan basis. That was a very big injection of funds for industry and for individual households. It extended unemployment benefits. It gave a direct cash payment. And it really prevented people from falling deeper into poverty. And for people who had lost their jobs, it was really a lifeline. But that expired. And we've been waiting now for 6 months. I mean, the House passed another, the HEROES Act back in June, and the Senate did not act on it. And now we're waiting for the Senate to finish negotiations and hopefully vote before they leave. It's desperately needed by households, but also by local governments, tribes, cities, states, to address the shortfalls that they have found themselves in because of their efforts to also address the pandemic.
As you look ahead, do you think there's a momentum at all for this kind of continued assistance? I mean, there's a lot of compromise going on, certainly even between Republicans and Democrats on the Hill. And we do seem to have a momentary sort of glitch, as it were, with Senator McConnell. But, I mean, are you hopeful that they'll get past this?
Certainly the election took up a lot of airspace for people and a lot of time. And you know, we're still waiting results, obviously, from the runoff in Georgia and, you know, finishing. But we have a president-elect who's going to move forward and who has clearly stated that addressing the pandemic is at the very top of his agenda. And I think that's injected a new level of hope. At the same time, we've seen these U.S. senators who came together with this new proposal for COVID relief. While it wasn't necessarily everything we wanted, it was, I think, a hopeful sign that this was a bipartisan group. It probably will come from a more moderate perspective. But we also believe that it is essential that we talk to everyone. We're not going to change everything just by hoping for a few members of Congress to take action. We need every member of Congress to step up and address the real needs of people across the country.
It does seem, however, that we are caught in a partisan gridlock. We certainly saw that during the Obama years. Is a prospect we may see that again to prevent legislation like this. Is prologue a predictor of the future?
There's no question that the divisions in this country, the polarization is deep and profound. You know, sometimes I think Congress, even though there is clear divides, they are talking to each other. We don't always see that, but there are ways that they're trying to work together. It's just slow, and I think it will be slow. And I'm not optimistic that we're going to see, you know, even with this new administration and a new Congress, that we're going to see dramatic shifts. But the pandemic has shown us that the problems that we are facing are not only problems of the United States. This is a global problem, and we need to be aware of what we can do that serves people locally, but how it touches, you know, the work that we do around the globe. And so, you know, I think this has actually caused people to wake up and say, what makes us insecure?
Diane Randall, General Secretary for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. In our next segment, we take a look at the legislative efforts to deal with police abuse and reigning in the War Powers Act of the presidency. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.